from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Tonight is the return of the blue and red practice, which kicks off at 5:30 p.m. this evening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, folks.
I love it.
Mike Danger.
Let's get that red helmet on these guys, and let's make it happen. We want the helmet, the red helmet. One game a year, I think we would all be satiated. A little throwback to the Kelly era Bills. I'd love to see that.
Yes. I'm actually going, like, no helmet.
Gene Battaglia.
I think there's a lot you can be encouraged. I think this Bills offense is actually going to be just fine. It's the safeties, it's the back end, it's the pass rush, it's all those things that right now, I just kind of got some questions entering the season.
Touchdown Bears!
The Bears!
Your thoughts on this new kickoff that we saw last night in Canton?
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Happy hour in the sports bar. Are we officially on helmet watch? I believe we are.
I keep hitting refresh in my X feed here.
Okay.
Look, I've been saying it along. Zubaz is the way to go. Brownie today opening up the show. Yeah, I heard it somewhere. That's somewhere. Brownie.
Oh, Chris Brown listens to Sports Bar.
I know he does.
Especially when we're like within arm's reach of each other.
Yes.
And underneath the Pelicana Pavilion, maybe, and starting our show.
Maybe he was listening, but he didn't know it was me or you that said it. That's why he went to someone.
It could very easily be a Zubaz helmet tonight. I mean, you just have that print made up and you slap it on a helmet. Don't tell me it can't be done. It can be done.
This has become the thing now.
This is the Josh Allen gimmick, right? He buffed you though. He didn't really answer your question when you pressed him on this yesterday.
Right. He just said I'm going out with no helmet, which maybe that would be something too. Is there something else in the works?
He's lying to you, Gene. It's not he's not going to tell you what helmet he's going to leave it as a surprise, and when we find out. This has become his gimmick. Every year it's a different helmet, right? The red helmet the one year, which wasn't really the throwback red helmet. It didn't look like that, it was
a
different color red.
No, that was a legit one from the 90s. I know this. When we got our company got the broadcast contract to air Buffalo Bills games, were you on that junket that went out? They did something like, okay, everybody from the company, let's go out. And we all got in a bus and
I try to avoid company junkets because a lot of things happen at company junkets that make you kind of look at your coworkers through a different lens moving forward.
There was one story from that day.
I digress. Yeah.
But the point being, okay, I went on the bus and they actually brought us the one place we're never allowed, and it's off season, through the equipment room. And the equipment room had all sorts of like uniform things that you haven't seen in years. Like Pat Duffy's head. I don't think Duffy was with us at that point, but his head would have exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing it, Derek. Well, the thing was, like, they had all the old Kelly era helmets for whatever reason saved. Just sitting there. So it would have been real easy for Josh Allen to say, hey, you got the sides over there, and putting it on.
So that's what he wore a couple of years ago.
That's right. That's why they looked like the red didn't kind of, like,
it didn't look right.
Didn't look
But that
correct.
Was legit. That was a legit helmet from back in the day.
That was like a real throwback from back in
so
the day.
So the red has changed from then to now. The red that they carry in their uniform now isn't the same red
that they had back then. It was kind of dull, actually. You watch those old videos, or like the red now pops a little bit.
Yeah.
Hot uniform talk here in the sports
bar. Oh, of course.
Friday afternoon.
We'll wait for Josh Allen to emerge from the tunnel with whatever color helmet he's going to wear. Geno's money's on a Zubas printed helmet. We'll see.
What would be your second choice? Like, what would be the plus money here, Danger?
I would say we did the blue chrome last year, right?
Right.
Something with a matte finish.
Like a black matte or something?
Something with a matte finish. I think the matte finish is something that that he could roll out with that would make people's heads explode. Yeah, we'll refresh the feed and we'll see if we can get word on what Josh emerges from the tunnel with. That's the point of training camp we're at.
Well, the first guy to come out on the field, I'm looking at the video right now, courtesy of Josh Reed, Mac Hollins.
Of course.
Barefoot.
Yes.
Barefoot walking out of the field.
And he's legit, man. I mean, you left the cafeteria a few minutes before I did yesterday.
Would you have run into Mac Hollins?
He was going up the stairs as I was going. He was coming up as I was going down.
Wait, he wasn't barefoot, was he?
He was barefoot. Of course he was barefoot.
I understand barefoot, but there are limits. Pavement. Blacktop. Nope. It's hot in the summer. It's hot.
He's not doing it. He's not wearing shoes. He's not wearing shoes. He marches to the beat of his own drummer. Good for him. He's become a little cult hero at Buffalo Bills training camp. And if you heard us earlier talking with 13 Web Sports and BuffaloPlus.com's Dan Fates, he's on this team. And not only on this team, probably a captain. Probably your special team.
Yes,
captain.
Yes, yes. So that means we're doing the exercise here. These things go up, they go down. Beginning of the week, my gosh, it's Shavers, MVS out. Wait, Thursday, MVS puts up a good practice. Okay, this is going to go on here for a little bit. We got a whole month. Everybody buckle in.
The Bills are back in Rochester Sunday morning. That'll be 11:45. That's their only late morning start through their time in Rochester. So a later start Sunday morning. Monday, practice at 9:45, closed to the public. Tuesday, a day off. And then Wednesday, Thursday, dunzo.
Do we get a celebrity sighting on Monday? And by celebrity, there was some NBA player from Buffalo I was vaguely familiar with, but I'm talking Boeheim.
It's close to the public because it's like the corporate day, right? All the corporate sponsors get their special time with the team.
And team
glad hands all the sponsors.
And we're under a different set of rules. You and I and everybody else that covers the team, we can't tell you who. Oh my gosh, DeMar Hamlin was practicing with the ones. No, that's the one day where they're going to install some stuff and we can't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, Wednesday and Thursday, the final two practices. Hopefully you've had the chance to get out and spend some time at St. John Fisher. It's a great event. Love that it's in our backyard.
I'm wondering, if they end up cutting this down, because the fact that they're coming back for kind of a third week, like if they had left this week and now we're back in Buffalo, I don't think we would be all that upset. I'm bringing this up because that's what the Cowboys did. Cowboys are breaking camp today at Oxnard.
No kidding.
Yep, they're going on back there. Last practice today out there.
For all that was made earlier this week about the Cowboys putting pads on and crowds being a little bit light, I think they've been light for some time at Cowboys camp, haven't they?
Right.
I don't know that it's really a story as much as it's a story because it's happening at a time when you're not paying your quarterback, your wide receiver, or your elite pass rusher.
Wait, you're kidding me. You mean you could take something and make it fit your narrative?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it happens from time to time. We had a Hall of Fame exhibition game last night, and it was cut short because of inclement weather in Canton. 3:31 left in the third quarter, and they called it. When I saw that radar image that they showed, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's no way. They're not finishing this game. We're all going to bed early tonight, folks.
Yeah, I mean, did ABC, ESPN get all their commercials played? Yes, they did. Did the gates cut? Yes, yes, yes. All the money has cleared.
Yeah.
Okay, see everybody next year.
All the checks have been cashed. All the money has been counted. The Bears get the win, 21-17. The highlight of the game is really the kickoff, the new kickoff rule, which is for the first time we were able to see it on a field. And look, I think through the course of the preseason, as you watch these games, you're going to see something that you're not used to seeing. But I think if your expectation is that every game is going to have a kickoff that results in a return for a touchdown, slow it down. I don't think that's going to happen.
You could get like different plays, like a big hit that results in a fumble, things you don't normally see. But the conclusion that I have on this is that we need to reserve our judgment on this till we actually see it in the real games. Week one, I'm talking about. No special teams coordinator is going to unveil anything where the guards are going to be pulling and something exotic, or you see some throw going across the field. I mean,
Continue.
I'm totally distracted.
No, don't be distracted. This is Friday, baby.
Oh, all right.
You want one? Cheers. I'm
someone who doesn't like to mix. So I think it's raining out a little bit tonight. I think it's a red box wine.
You're gonna do a little box wine?
Yeah. So like if I'm going cold one,
it's fine.
I can wait till I get home.
That's fine. Look, it's Friday. It's happy hour.
People ask us all the time, "Do you guys really
football is back?
Football's back. You got the egg going. What the heck was I talking about? Reserve judgment on the kickoff."
Yeah. Well, last night, you know, you could argue the greatest of all time made a comment about it. Devin Hester was interviewed. And he's, you know, he came off as kind of like iffy on the new rule. And, you know, this coming from a guy that didn't play in the league at a time when they kind of discouraged returns. He wouldn't have been who he was if he played in the league the last 10 years or so. So I like it just because we now have a play. It's a play once again. Mm. It's not a waste. It's not a bathroom break. It's something that could result in a return. And that hope that a play like a kickoff could result into a memorable, big, game-changing, game-altering play is something that will grab our attention. There were 7 return kickoffs, 8 kickoffs total. 1 was a touchback. With the new rule, the touchbacks now will have your team starting at the 30-yard line. With the 7 returns, the average starting position was a 25.6-yard line, and the longest return was 31 yards. So, again, no touchdowns. It looks different, but it's I think it's the promise of a play where we didn't have a play because of the fear of a player really getting seriously injured.
Chris writing in, you can write to us on X, our handle, TheFanRochester. So I'm guessing that Matt Collins likely won't ever have a Nike or Adidas endorsement. Oh, no, Chris, you got it all wrong there. You got it backwards. Hi, I'm Matt Collins for Under Armour, insert name here. And I don't normally wear sneakers, right. But when I do...
Yeah, he's holding out is what he's doing. Yeah. This is really a protest. He's not wearing shoes because he doesn't have a deal yet. But when he gets that deal, oh, he'll wear shoes. When he gets that deal, he'll be sporting them. Appreciate that, Chris. We're on X at The Fan Rochester. Follow us across all social media platforms while you're at it. I mean, we're sharing our content from training camp on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, X, Instagram, Facebook.
So what I've learned, though, we could put out all these great things. Here's us with Brandon Bean. Here's us talking to Daquan Jones. Last year was Matt Perino and the garbage plate that got the most views. And you putting out last night, or somebody, was it Max? Who was it that put out last night my confession about giving Sal Capaccio unwanted directions?
Well, I just think it's become the most obsolete question you could ask in our society. Do you need directions? Like,
nobody's pulling over for directions.
Nobody asks for directions. Nobody is offering them, and nobody's asking for them because we all know where we're going if you have a smartphone. And so the question that we would ask to be courteous or polite if you're new to town, hey, do you need directions on where to go? Nobody needs directions anymore.
No.
But you, because you embody the spirit of our community, Gino, you're a local who wants to help those. You're so pro-Rochester. You want to make sure that everybody who's spending time here is enjoying their time. You ask Sal, do you need directions to get to your event tonight?
And his response, deadpan, not as a joke, I have a phone.
I think that was such a beautiful moment in sports bar history.
And then Then ha ha ha. Yeah, Tom. Gene, you want me to just get a TomTom, yeah. A Garmin? What else do you need?
No, the TomTom was a hot item. And by the way, if somebody did want to give you directions, you know, you could just scratch it down there with your in your Palm Pilot if you want while you're at it. The TomTom was great.
My BlackBerry.
Yeah, yeah. The TomTom was great because for a while there, if you had one, you were targeted. Like you had to make sure you were protecting yourself. You had to make sure that TomTom was stashed away, that nobody knew that you had this high-tech piece of navigation in your car that wasn't built into your car like every new car has now. No, you needed to actually like hide that thing to make sure that it would be safe and nothing would happen.
We have breaking news in the sports bar.
Breaking news.
Ow. Ow. It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
You're close, but not close enough.
It's not actually, Matt.
It's black with a red standing buffalo.
A black helmet.
Black helmet for Josh Allen with a red standing buffalo. Is it Matt?
It's got to be. I don't know that I've seen an NFL helmet.
I'm gonna hold
isn't
it.
Matt.
I'm holding this up for danger live on the air. Is that Matt or I can't tell.
It doesn't look like it is.
No.
No, there's a little bit of a gloss on that. Right? You can see the gloss on that?
Yeah.
So it looks like if the Atlanta Falcons were the Atlanta Buffaloes, is what you're telling me.
Well, I credit the Bills because there was a time in the late 90s where, remember, like, everybody was going black? Sabres went black and red, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, no, like, no. It's...
Houston went black and red last night. What are they doing?
That wasn't black. That was navy.
That was navy?
Well, the Chicago Bears are wearing black by then.
No, that's navy. That's the same color they've always worn. The Houston Texans wore like a navy blue. This is like a black.
Yeah, you should. If your uniforms look like some other team's uniforms, go back to the drawing board. That's my take on the Houston Texans.
Some hot uniform talk here in the sports bar during happy hour. So we've got Josh emerging from the tunnel with a black helmet. So it's the old throwback helmet, but not a white helmet, a black helmet.
It's the throwback logo, the standing buffalo.
Right. Yeah. Not the red throwback helmet, yeah. The throwback. They wear that helmet, the white helmet, once a year, right? With the standing buffalo?
I think they do still.
Yeah, that's the one that they choose instead of the red helmet.
The red helmet.
Okay. Whew, well. Now that we've got that out of the way, I don't know what else to talk about, Gene. Can we just close up shop now and call it a day? That was what everybody was waiting for.
Well, you're cracking open beers there, bud. Here's my question, because I did not even know Danger secretly somewhere in the studio has hidden this fridge.
Hmm.
Did anybody else find it?
It's in plain sight. I mean, it's not hidden.
No, but if you're walking by, you wouldn't know that.
Right.
You're on the other side.
Has anybody seen it or found it? I don't know. Nobody's said anything to me about it.
Well, the inventory.
The inventory is fine.
Okay. Nobody's touching the inventory.
No, we're good. We're good.
Like, wait till we get more people working after hours with the Amherst and the Sabres.
I'm fairly certain that we've got a couple of guys on our staff that aren't beer drinkers. And you're a professional. I am not. So I'm not worried about you. Dandelion, I'm not worried about. Terrible time Timmy might crack one.
He would.
Yeah, terrible time Timmy might crack one. But I think for the most part, I'm safe. I haven't, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until our next live show at Three Heads. And then I'm going to leave Three Heads with a little bit of an inventory that I can stock the in-studio fridge with.
Yeah, that will be the test because that'll... long night. Does that really belong to Danger? Does that belong to the company? it belongs to me.
Yeah. Well, it's just going to be an epic weekend, man. I'm so excited. We had football last night, and you know, there's meat ready to get smoked for me this weekend. My daughter's birthday party. The family's coming over. I bought a football for my nephew, who's, you know, just starting to play football. This is his first year. We're going to run patterns, hoping the weather holds out. And... you know, yesterday with that game and everything that was going on around Canton and the Hall of Fame, the one story that broke after we got off the air blows my mind. And nobody's going to talk about it. Nobody's going to say anything because it's no longer a story anymore.
Yeah.
But when the NFL lost their antitrust suit and it looked like they were going to have to pay out $14.7 billion in a settlement damages. It's gone. It's done. The judge on the case basically said, yeah, no, the jury didn't do it the way I wanted to do it, and therefore it's void and goodbye.
Huh? What?
So gangster. The NFL is so gangster. How in the hell did they get this judge to make this disappear with a simple stroke of the pen? It's mind-blowing.
How did they do it? Are we allowed to speculate? Are we allowed to kind of wonder?
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, yes, we I would speculate. Kind of look into the judge.
The judge who's about to retire, by the way, later this year.
You're not saying that jokingly.
No, he's scheduled to retire later this year. I'm sure that retirement will be a little bit more comfortable now, knowing that this is in his rearview mirror. Who got to him? Did somebody get to him? Somebody had to have gotten to him, right? This is the NFL.
What is the soft point there? Hey, your daughter wants to get into this college. We can make that happen.
Right?
What can we make? We can't have a paper trail of cash, but Judge Gutierrez, what do we need to do here?
It's
I want to know who the muscle is in the NFL. You know, like, because Goodell doesn't make that call.
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. As soon as I heard this story, I don't know why my mind went there, but do you remember the Tom Cruise movie, The Firm, where he's part of this large law firm, this prestigious law firm in Nashville or Memphis or wherever it was, and you know, he's excited about this new job, and he finds out that there's a little bit of shadiness going on, and it's kind of crooked, and there are people that are doing things the wrong way, and there's a guy who's a part of the firm that is played by Wilford Brimley, who's kind of like the enforcer. Wilford Brimley is the enforcer. Who cast this movie? Anyways, that's what I thought of right away. I thought, yeah, a guy like that intimidated this judge or got to this judge, and the judge thought better of proceeding or letting this proceed. And for the NFL, business as usual. They were looking down the barrel of a $14-plus billion settlement, which would have meant, what was the math? $441 million per team?
Yeah, and if we're allowed to connect dots, all of a sudden the NFL, which has been really the old boys club, it really is. Think about that. Like, no public companies. You sell in to whoever you want. But now you're going to invite in private equity? Selling off parts of the teams? Who needs to do that and why? Now, we could set aside the Buffalo Bills because they're trying to sell part of the team. We know that. But they were going to have this meeting at the end of the month, Danger. That basically is, okay, how do we go about this? Well, I'm wondering if that meeting gets canceled now because teams that might have that cash flow issue, like you mentioned, one stroke of the pen,
gone. And, you know, what would have happened? You could look at what would have happened had this settlement gone through as it was supposed to. I mean, you would imagine that every team would tighten up their belts a little bit, that coaches would be paid less, the players would be paid less, that the cap would be affected by it. Like, it just, they would have found ways to make up for that loss and ways that they would have spread out the hurt across the entire league. They don't have to worry about it anymore. Everything's fine, at least for now. It doesn't mean that it's going to go away entirely, but when you talk about an appeal or when an appeal could happen, yeah, it could be a while from now, a couple of years. And by that point, are we still talking about this? What are we doing?
Yeah, it's and now the leverage is now clearly on the NFL side. Now the prosecution's on their heels, and do you really want to keep paying lawyers in this class action lawsuit or whatever? Now, the judge could order just a retrial, but if we get to that point, then the jury's going to have it in the back of the mind, all right, even if the NFL is found to have improper business practices, you're not going to get some sort of verdict that would be, what was it, $4 billion something, but then triple because of antitrust,
right,
making it 14. Yeah, it'll be much less.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right.
The NFL is just a remarkable machine, and they will mow you down. And, you know, when you think about how they operate, I was having this conversation with my wife. My wife heard our conversation with Pete Goeli and went on her show on The Buzz and started talking about PSLs and billionaire owners and why are we paying all this money for this. And she's clearly against people, you know, financing their future to fund a billionaire's football team. And I get where she's coming from.
Well, look, That's a fair and reasonable take.
I get what coming from. But I was trying to explain to her that I really, in my heart of hearts, believe, I want to believe that Terry and Kim Pegula aren't in some, they're not nefarious people. Like, they have good intentions. They're emotional about their teams. They want their teams to be successful. They're business people. They're shrewd. They're going to do what they need to do to make money because that's what business, good business people do. But I don't think they're bad people. I don't think they're ill-intentioned, right? I don't think in their hearts they're bad people. But they're in this club that has set a precedent for so long now that if you don't stand in line, you're going to get kicked out of the club. And if you're the NFL, you have that much power where you could say to a local politician, yeah, I mean, do you want to be known as the politician who let the Buffalo Bills leave Western New York? This is what we need. We need this money. We need this $880 million for a new stadium. Do you want to be the county executive that sees a team leave on your watch? Of course you don't. They have you. It's such a gangster league.
Well,
they have you.
You're going back to the Ralph Wilson era when Russ Brandon was here and they would have these blue ribbon committees and like they found this magic pot of money from the Native Americans that they had to go collect.
Yeah.
So, oh, it's found money. It doesn't matter anyways. Oh, we've got legalized gaming. Doesn't matter anyways.
Yes.
Where, I don't know, if I had a windfall, I don't know, I might be paying down debt or putting into the bank or doing whatever I need to do.
There are issues with our state, right?
We can
look in the mirror and say, yeah, there's some things that probably need some improving.
Now, I will say this. It's not like, say, Atlanta, where you have the Georgia Dome and I need something bright, fancy, and new. Like, there were issues with that stadium,
yep.
The upper deck.
Yep.
They were going to shut that down. Like, it was at the end of its life. But the idea that this is the way we financed it, okay, we're done with that. But this is the ongoing story, Danger, is that I don't like the lack of transparency when it comes to you, the fan, and how much your PSL is going to cost.
Oh, yeah.
I like, hey, this is the price. And hey, this is the way you could finance it. You don't know the prices here unless you actually go to their dog and pony show in person
That's
in Buffalo.
Right. That's right.
What the hell kind of business model is that? This is not Chuck McDowell's timeshare that we're talking about. Actually, it is. That's what exactly this sounds like.
Yeah.
We've all been stuck in those. You make the mistake when you're young. Hey, hon, we can get a free lunch if we go to this. Oh, my gosh, get me out of this. Why are the Buffalo Bills going to this model? I'll tell you why. Because it's too damn much money. If I said, hey, you season tickets, oh, yeah, we're going to tack on another 8, 10, 12, whatever it is for the PSL. What's the damn value of the PSL? In Buffalo, it's nothing. You could say maybe in another city, hey, we got the Final Four, we got this. What is coming into Buffalo? What is the real value of the PSL?
A concert here, a concert there. I mean, how many concerts come through Highmark Stadium?
Yeah,
right now?
Like 3 or 4.
Right. So for when Morgan Wallen comes to the new Highmark Stadium, hey, congrats, you'll have a seat. You're guaranteed your seat.
No, you're guaranteed the right to buy the seat. You don't get to show up. You get to pay just like you had to pay for your
tickets.
Right,
yes. That's right.
You're not getting
an advance. Right.
The PSL is the most disgusting invention for a fan. It really is.
Well, it hurts. And I feel for the people who are making this investment without paying for it in cash. It's a toy. Pay for your toys with cash. It's a toy. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do. It's something you're really, really going to enjoy. It's not something you really, really, really need. It's something you're really, really, really going to enjoy.
But you can find. We learned this week.
Yeah.
You can finance this at 0% over 4 years.
I think more. I think you can go even more.
Oh,
than four
more than
years.
That. Okay.
Yeah. I think.
But would they hit you with a finance charge?
I would love to know more about how the corporate partner of the Buffalo Bills, M&T, lays out their financing options for anybody that wants to spend.
Well, that's also the thing that's very, very unsavory and weird, okay? The non-disclosure you've got to sign, why? Like when the media got, like you had to sign a non-disclosure. So we have somebody, and if you've gone through it too, give us a call, 866-4326.
Oh, yeah, we have friends
that have gone through it. Like, okay, so you get to sit in the seat, and then when you sign, they play the shout song or whatever it is. They play the highlight video.
I think we're partially to blame for the people that are going through with it. And look, if you're going to go through with it, awesome. Like, good. Do what you want. It's your life. It's your money. I think because we were kind of preconditioned knowing how much PSLs were in other markets with other new stadiums, when you hear the actual figure, you might think to yourself, oh, well, that's actually less than the 15 or 25,000 that I thought it was going to be up front just to have the right to buy a seat. I don't think that story has reached its apex yet. It'll happen here probably within the next 12 months, though. I feel like the next 12 months is when we get to the, is the stadium set to open in 26? 2025 is... it's
26,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, the PSL is going to be a story in 2025.
The disaster story for the PSL was out in Oakland. This is going back years, but they did this, and everybody was like, no. And then they just kind of gave up, and then people started buying. Wait, you paid for your season tickets? You didn't get hit on this? We're never going to know how things are pacing. They don't want you to know. Oh, there's another detail about this, too. I learned this. If you want to go, hey, this is the price for your seat. Like, where they project your seat, your cost. I can't afford that, but maybe I can go to the upper deck. That sounds reasonable, right? No, you can't do that.
No?
Nope. You have to wait. Because we have to go through the people at that level.
That's right.
You know, that's in sales. That's called fear of loss. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's either this or nothing.
Yeah.
That's also kind of shady.
It is gangster, man. This is the NFL. We are all addicts. We're all addicts.
Pew, pew,
we can't say no. We cannot say no. I was there last night. I cracked up in a cold one in my garage. I'm watching the product. I'm like, this is an exhibition game. It means nothing, but I am all in.
Are you kidding me? This time next week, we're going to have full action, preseason, Bills, Bears. We're now less than 3 weeks away from week zero.
Yep.
Oh, I don't want to wish summer away.
No, I don't either, but I am excited that football is back. All that being said, yeah. I am excited that football is back. We have a round of shots on the way next.
Yeah, as we've got some details now as to why Freddie Freeman has been apart from the Dodgers here, not so good. We'll get you updated on the Olympics here. Not a good day for U.S. men's soccer. We've been saying that quite frequently. And it's the story that comes around once a year. One of our favorites in sports. We'll tell you, if somebody shoots their age at age 85, is that something we should applaud? I would applaud it. We'll tell you.
Okay, we'll get to that and more next. A round of shots next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
The Fan. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And Rochester Sports Update.
The blue and the red scrimmage is underway in Buffalo, and quarterback Josh Allen came out of the tunnel tonight wearing a black helmet with a red standing Buffalo. Taylor Rapp has become a leader at safety.
At the end of the day, it's just getting the best 11 guys on the field, whether that's, you know, dime, whether that's safety, all that stuff. So at the end of the day, just trying to help the team as much as possible. And, you know, if I got to play another position, whatever, someone's got to play another position, someone's got to jump in. At the end of the day, it's just about helping the team win. That's it.
Next practice is St. John Fisher, coming up 11:45 a.m. on Sunday. The Wings are home tonight. Omaha, once again, the opponent. Wings have won 33 home wins this season, as tied for the most in the International League. American Grant Fisher takes bronze in the 10,000 meter, only the second U.S. male to ever do so. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
The only way to take The Fan Rochester with you is the free Odyssey app. Download it today and follow the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
And so one of our regulars, Monica, texted us, what's the pace for Fisher there in that 10K?
418.
418. So dad runners everywhere, hear my voice. You're like me. Keep thinking that you run as fast as that guy runs when you're on your dad run. That's the only thing that can keep you going.
Yeah. Monica, Joey Whalen, who went to the U.S. Marathon qualifiers, he actually knows Grant Fisher and said, Grant is an awesome guy. Stand up. So that's good things happen for good people.
And it's Monica and Joey Kipchoge, our regulars yes. here in the sports bar, keeping us up to date on what's happening at the Olympics on the track. And that 10K race was a thrilling finish. And nice to see an American get on the medal stand.
So let me start with the good and the Olympics, and then I'll go over to the not so good. So more good news. Katie Ledecky, now the record holder. What record? Thanks to a silver medal in the 4x200 meter freestyle relay, Ledecky gets her 13th Olympic medal. That makes her the most decorated female in American history.
Was she the one that won so her margin of victory was so wide.
The camera didn't.
I love that. I love that. So that's the kind of dominance I'm talking about. That's what I want to see at the Olympics. Team USA, take note. It's not good enough to finish second or third. We don't want silver. We don't want bronze. We want gold, and we want gold by a lot.
Now, on the other hand, I'm reading a lot of language of losers talk online when it comes to U.S. men's soccer. Well, they had a great showing in the group stage. You can't overlook that. This was a stepping stone, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I guess maybe you and I view language of losers a little bit differently. If they're blaming the officiating, which I feel like Team USA does a lot, not this version of Team USA, just in general, when they're playing on the international, say, oh, the refs, the officiating. Okay, that's the language of losers.
Listen, I'm not taking any positive after you get. Don't make excuses. You got whooped today. 4-0, the U.S. men losing to Morocco. Disclaimer being that the Olympics of men's soccer, 23 and under.
I guess
still.
Team USA went to Paris 4-0. I'll see myself out.
Yes, you will. Part of shots here, too, is we talk about things that are going to be happening in the weekend. I'm just presenting this in a news context because I'm telling you this will be your lead story tomorrow, one way or another. Here it comes. The Hungarian Boxing Association is protesting because their boxer, Anna-Luka Harmony, is going to be going against Iman Halef of Algeria. You know the story. Again, I'm not bringing this up to be divisive, only to give you a heads up. This is coming up tomorrow. The boxer from Hungary, Harmony, she's got a good attitude about this. She's ready. Quote, "I'm not scared. I don't care about the press story. I don't care about social media." Harmony will accept her fight on Saturday.
So this is the fighter who beat the Italian girl, and there's a lot of, like, I see a lot of misinformation, and I don't know what's real, and I don't know what's not. And usually when I see something like this, that's generally when I'll log off. And I just,
it was like, I didn't want to log off yesterday. We were in the middle of a show. So you're going to get these log-off vibes tomorrow, one way or another. Here,
yeah.
So.
Well, I think the reaction to... from the Italian boxer, you felt sympathy for her because of how she reacted. And I don't know if she reacted the way she reacted because of how she performed or who she lost to.
So she came out today and apologized, said wasn't happy with my performance, basically.
Okay.
So.
All right. So let's just let this play out. How about that? How about we just let this play out? And again, if you have strong feelings on this one way or the other, fine. Fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I don't know that there has to be a right or a wrong here. I've seen a lot of information cross my feed. I've glanced at it. I've kind of skimmed through it. I don't really... Thank you for pointing it out. I'm glad we're bringing it up.
Well, I'm bringing this up as a service to everybody tomorrow that whatever time, I don't know what time this boxing match is going to happen, but...
it'll be a story.
Everybody will have an opinion on this.
Great.
There will be, yeah.
That's when we're at our best. That's when we shine our brightest as a society.
Saturday's a good day to log off, though, in general.
I think so.
Yeah, like go for a run.
I'm going to run patterns with my nephew in the backyard instead of checking social media. How about that?
Yeah. Dodger first baseman Freddie Freeman has been apart from the team. We knew this to care for his 3-year-old son. Today we know why. Maximus Freeman is suffering from Guillain-Barré syndrome. That is a rare neurological disorder. Now, this happened shortly after the All-Star game. The 3-year-old went into full paralysis. According to the Mayo Clinic, Danger, there is no known cure, but most people recover completely.
Really?
Including, and he shared this on social media, our guest in the 4 o'clock hour, Zig Fricassi.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow. Well, good vibes towards the Freeman family.
Yeah, and you know what? Good on Freddie, too. Like, go be with your kid. Baseball can wait.
That's a strong, strong name for a kid, too.
Maximus.
I mean, Max for short, of course. But Maximus? Oh, somebody watched Gladiator one too many times. I like it.
Yankees and Jays highlight your sports weekend tonight in the Bronx. It'll be the former Blue Jay, Marcus Stroman, against Kevin Gausman. Of course, the Blue Jays playing off the string here. There's a potential playoff matchup in Cleveland where the Orioles continue their series. You've got the Cubs and Cardinals. That'll be your Sunday night game. That is the one final from today. The Cubs beating the Mouth Breathers, 6-3, the final there. Also, may I suggest something for Sunday? It's only 4 hours away. Sunday's the day Paul Skeens will start for the Pirates. They go up against Arizona.
I got to imagine, and I haven't been watching every Paul Skeens start, but PNC Park has to sell out when he's on the mound.
Do you want to guess what the resale price is for Paul Skeens on a Sunday? I'll give cut to it. It's $21. It's face.
What?
Right. Face. $21. That's why I'm suggesting, hey, you're a baseball fan, that would be the day to go down there.
That would be a fun afternoon. See Paul Skeens throw gas for $21 a ticket. Not too bad.
Can I get that by the executive producer? Like, huh, I got to do some research here for the show.
Don't even get me started on the continuous negotiations happening with me and Sandy. It's just, there's going to be a payday for me in the future where I'm going to cash in all my chips. I've got a large stack of chips that I'm cashing
in. Dude, I think you foolishly spent your chips on going to the collectibles show.
How dare you? Look behind you and tell me I spent foolishly. How dare you?
She was okay with that,
I did it for the show. I did it for my friend. I did it for Chuck Muncy. How dare you?
Finally, this story comes up every time this year, and she did it again. Who are we talking about? The woman who is a true national treasure shot her age at the U.S. Senior Women's Open. I'm talking about Joanne Carner. She shot an 85 in the opening round, known still to this day for choking down darts on the course,
yeah,
cracking one-liners. Big Mama had a really great one-liner. Needing a par on 18 to shoot that 85, Carner drives her tee shot, boom, right down the middle of the fairway. And when an onlooker said, "Nice shot," Carner looks over and says, she didn't want to waste any time with an extra stroke. Quote, "I need to get to the bar."
85 years old, still sharp as a whip, sharp as a tack.
And smoking and drinking. And
choking down darts and getting to the bar right after the round. Yeah, I like that. At the Senior U.S. Open. That's big. That's a round of shots here in the sports bar. Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon, by the way. It was fun having Zig Fricassi on. From Canton, he was our ears and eyes at the Hall of Fame and the festivities happening this weekend. A little recap of last night's exhibition between the Bears and the Texans as well. The debut of the new NFL kickoff rule. Dan Fates, who we talked to yesterday at training camp. We played that conversation earlier today as well. 13 Web Sports and BuffaloPlus.com. If you missed either conversation, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts. We encourage the free-to-download Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. We encourage you to check out the video stream on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. Like and subscribe there. Also on Twitch at The Fan Rochester. We appreciate you engaging with us on X at The Fan Rochester. And if you missed any of today's show in the Audacy app, you can go back and listen with Rewind for the next 72 hours. We'll also get all of our show up and posted for you in podcast form as well here in the next few minutes. On Monday, we return to St. John Fisher University. It's a practice that is closed to the public, but we'll be there.
We'll be there. Thad Brown from News 8 will be stopping by. We'll have all their guests. Bill's player will be stopping by. And again, you can't be out there Monday, but we're going to be behind the curtain, and we will fill you in as we'll have one last week of camp practice. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday will be really abbreviated.
Three more camp shows to go. Thursday, they pull up stakes and then leave skid marks behind them. They get out of town quick in anticipation for that preseason opener against the Bears coming up a week from Sunday. So there you go. That's Monday. Thad Brown joining us in the sports bar, and we'll be live from St. John Fisher once again. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good time. And we will be back on Monday. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.